Current News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Georgia appeals court has agreed to review a ruling allowing Fani Willis to stay on the Trump election case. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president looks forward to presenting arguments to a Georgia appeals court that will review a ruling letting DA Fani Willis keep prosecuting the election interference case against him. Trump and some other defendants had tried to get the Fulton County DA removed from the case, saying her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. The judge overseeing the case ruled Willis could continue if Wade stepped aside, which he did. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain and Russia are engaged in a new diplomatic spat, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain says it's expelling Russia's defense attaché after accusing him of being an undeclared military intelligence officer. The move is one of several measures taken by the UK against Moscow over what it calls malicious activities. Home Secretary James Cleverly has accused the Russian government of reckless and dangerous activities across Europe, adding Russian spies have targeted members of parliament through hacking and had leaked trade documents for governments to take away the diplomatic status of several Russian-owned properties, which, it says, could have been used for intelligence purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military says it has reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza, but a United Nations agency says no aid has yet entered. The key terminal for the entry of humanitarian aid was closed over the weekend after a Hamas rocket attack killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. On Wall Street, the Dow by 172 points, the Nasdaq dropped 29. This is SRN News. Going to church is good for your health.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic strategists are hoping young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot, but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. It's unclear how important that issue is for younger voters. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as Wall Street remains in a low. Uber Technologies slumped after reporting worse results in the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Shopify tumbled after giving a forecast for slowing revenue growth. Lyft and Arista Networks revved higher after topping expectations for profit and revenue. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow was up 172 points today to 39,056. The Nasdaq lost 29 to 16,302. The S&P 500 dropped fractionally to 5,187. New York oil rising 61 cents to $78.99 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.